look like today. Preacher got his hand out, smiles and say, for a little bit of money, your blessing is on his way.
Well, welcome back to HLE Unmiked. I'm Hunter Logan, of course. This is episode 2 of season 4. Absolutely going to be one of my favorite episodes of all times. I'm going to talk about the 1962 original Dove that I had been searching for 3.5 years. Finally get it, but the way I got it, too cool. Just a great story. Now, I got a call from the fine folks at Nashville Entertainment Weekly, and they said, Hunter, we'd like to have you come up here and do the show. We'd like to tape you and talk about HLE Radio. Well, I was very excited to do that. As I was getting ready to go, planning my trip, of course, I got a hold of my buddy Robbie Lynn. He was still up in Nashville at the time. I said, hey, bro. I said, I'm coming into Nashville at such and such a date, and I have to do Nashville Entertainment Weekly. I said, I'd like to come by. Maybe we can go to lunch, hang out a little bit before I go do the show. He said, yeah, man, actually, that would be good. And we were catching up on stuff and talking about stuff that we were going to do or wanted to do, stuff that we could work together with, things that we could work together on, and then about the Christian country stuff in general. So I said, Robbie, before we go to lunch, man, I got a little bit of time. I need to go by a couple of guitar places and check out, see if there's a Dove. Now, every trip to Nashville, I would go by Gruen's Guitar Center. I would go by Carter's Vintage Guitars, because these are the places that would have them if they would have them. I'd stop by the pawn shops just to see if they might would have one. Now, remember, when I found the J200, when we were on the Guitar Safari in an earlier episode, I was looking for the Dove. Now, the way this Dove thing came about was from the whole stupid George Strait movie, Pure Country. When I was on the road, I'd watch it a lot. It was in my motorhome. It was one of the tapes I had that I'd watch a lot of times. I just loved the movie. But what intrigued me about the Dove was when he walks into his grandmother's house and it's sitting on the piano, he talks about it like it's a cheap $100 Yamaha guitar or something. It says, oh, you saved my old Dove. I learned to play on that thing. Well, I know good and well those things aren't cheap. So that's what intrigued me so much about it. So I never played one. I never held one. I just wanted to know what it was like. So a lot of my guitar buddies would say, man, listen, that Dove is going to pale in comparison to that J200. You're going to be so disappointed. That J200 is the bomb. And it is. It's a fine, fine guitar. And I still play it. A lot of times I'll play it on shows. But I would still go and try and find one. One time I remember going into Carter Vintage Guitars, and there was a Doves in Flight. Now, the Doves in Flight is beautiful. I mean, the work on that thing is just all the inlay is just so beautiful. But it's not a vintage guitar. Hasn't been around that long. And I played one. I picked one up, played it, but it did pale in comparison to the J200 that I had. Now, keep in mind, because in an upcoming episode, I'm going to talk about the J200, the Dove, and what God was doing with all of this. Because at the time, right now, I'm just looking for guitars, not really knowing why. I've never really played acoustic guitar. I've always been a lead player. But when I found the J200, and my wife had called me in the store, if you remember the episode, it just felt like my passion was coming back to play. And I wanted to play acoustic, because I'd never played acoustic guitar before. But that guitar felt like my passion was back. Like I could just play again. Now, I'd have to learn some stuff, but I just felt like I could play again. Or that I was going to be playing again. Or I had the desire. Actually, I felt like I had the desire to play again with that guitar. But it was still driving me for that dove, that elusive dove. Well, as we're in Nashville, and me and Robbie walk into Carter's, there it is, sitting right there on the rack at the bottom. A 1962 original Gibson Dove. I'm like, oh my goodness. I pick it up. I sit down. And I strum a G chord on that thing. And when I tell you, it felt right. It sounded so good. I was like, oh man. Now, the J200 and the Dove have two totally different sounds. They're nowhere near the same. But I was in love with the Dove. The Dove was my love. It was instantaneous. Man, you know, sometimes you think you want something. You crave after something. You think you like it. You never see it. I mean, you never had it, right? You just see pictures of it. You hear about it. You fantasize about it. But then when you finally get to it, it's not all that. It's like, oh, well, that ain't really, that really wasn't. No, the Dove was all that and more. It exceeded my expectations. It was better than I even thought about, than I even dreamed about. It was the Mac Daddy of guitars. It was the bomb. It was it. I mean, it was just, whew. Man, like I said, the Dove was my love. And not only was it, I'd have been happy with just a Dove, period. But it was a 1962, the first year that Gibson ever made the Dove. The first year of production, a 1962. I was like, oh. So I told Robbie, I said, Robbie, I said, take a picture of me, man. I got to send this to my wife. So I'm smiling from ear to ear. And I texted to my wife with the caption, OMG, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. A 1962 original Dove. And I go back to playing it. No response. And I played for probably about 5 more minutes. And I'm watching the time because I really do want to go eat, and then after I eat, I really have to go to the show and tape. I have to go tape Nashville Entertainment Weekly. And so I politely, reluctantly, put the guitar back on the rack, and I bid it a nice farewell. I say goodbye, because I'm sure I won't see it again. And I said, man, dude, I said, that is the finest guitar I have ever held and played. He said, you're not going to get it, Hunter? I said, no. I said, I want to, man, but I got to be a good steward. I said, you know, I still got that J200. And I said, I'm still paying on it, actually. And I was. I mean, even though it was low notes, I was only paying, I don't know, $35 or something a month on it because of the deal I got, you know. I'm like, I'm just going to have to. Just, I had to be a good steward. This is me. I just wanted to be a good steward. And so I put it back on the rack and walked out of there. Still hadn't heard from my wife. So me and Robbie, we go and we're eating. We're talking. And I'm thinking about that Dove. Even though I'm talking to Robbie, I'm still thinking about that Dove. I just can't get it off my mind. I'm like, man, if there ever was a guitar in the whole wide world that I ever wanted, it's that one. Like, I'm going through all the guitars that I own, the guitars I've had, the guitars I once had. Is there any guitar besides that Dove that I would really want? Is there any guitar? I'm just thinking in my mind. Now, my bass, I don't want other. That's been my dream bass forever, and I got it, and I am so excited to have it, and it ain't going nowhere. But guitar, I mean, I can't, that's it for me. It's the Dove. That's the number one. So I resign myself to the fact that, you know what, there'll be another time, and I'll get it. Another time. I'll find another one eventually. I'll get it then. But at least I got to play one and hold one. So I know now that the Dove is definitely something that I'm going to want. So as we're eating, my phone rings. It's my wife. She says, "Hey, I just seen your picture." She says, "I was in Walmart." We don't get a signal in Walmart over here. Well, we didn't at the time with the phones we had. We can now, believe it or not, with the new phone. Anyway, she said, "I just seen your picture." She said, "Did you get it?" I'm like, "No." She said, "Why not?" I said, "Hello. Just a few months ago, I got a J200. I think that's a pretty big purchase. I don't think that justifies getting the Dove." She said, "Well, but the Dove is what you wanted." She said, "You really wanted the Dove to begin with. When you got the J200, you were looking for the Dove." I said, "I know." She said, "Well, why didn't you get it?" I said, "Because I wanted to be a good steward." She said, "But they're so hard to find. You'll probably never find another one." She said, "You should have got it." She said, "You should have got it. Go back and get it. You're not going to find another one." I said, "No." I said, "No, I'll just have to wait." She said, "But you've been looking for this thing for 3.5 years. It's what you wanted. I mean, that's the guitar that you really want." She said, "Was it everything you wanted when you played it?" I said, "Oh." I said, "It was everything and more." I said, "I mean, this is the finest guitar I've ever held in my hands. For me, this is it. I'm serious." I said, I ain't even playing. I said, "This is the guitar." And then she says, "Well, did you ask them if they would take less?" I'm like, "You don't ask people if they're going to take less for a vintage guitar like that in a place like that. You just don't do that. You just don't. It's an unwritten rule. You just don't do that." She said, "Well, you should have got it." I said, "Well, you know me." I said, "I got to be a good steward. You know, maybe once I get the J200 or sell some more guitars or something, I justify doing that." So we hung up, and Robbie just kind of shook his head and looked at me. And we went back to eating. I said, "Man," I said, "dude, I really enjoyed spending time with you." I said, "Unfortunately, I got to get to the taping and everything." He said, "Yeah, I got to go take care of some stuff too." I said, "Cool." I said, "Well," I said, "I'll catch you on the next one, man." He said, "Yeah, we'll do that." So I get to Nashville Entertainment Weekly, and this is all downtown in the same area and stuff. So the folks at Nashville Entertainment Weekly, they were fantastic. Loved spending time with them. They did a wonderful interview, very attentive to what I was doing here. Gave me plenty of time to talk about HLE Radio, how it started, what the vision was of HLE Radio. While I'm doing the interview, my phone is on silent, but I feel it going off in my pocket. No telling who it is. I finish up the interview, saying my goodbyes. I get in the car, look at the phone, it's my wife. So I call her back. I said, "Hey," I said, "I'm sorry I didn't answer the phone, but I was in the middle of an interview." She said, "Oh, I forgot that you were doing that." She said, "Anyway," she said, "go by Carter's and go pick up your Dove. It's waiting on you." I said, "What?" She said, "Yeah, go by Carter's and get your Dove. It's waiting on you." I said, "You're kidding." She said, "No." And she said, "By the way, I got it for $900 less than what they were asking." I said, "Are you serious?" She said, "Yeah, when I asked," she said, "I asked if they would take 2,000 less." He said, "No," but he said, if it's on consignment, I can ask the guy if he'll take what he'll take less. If it's ours, we won't. But if it's on consignment for someone, I can see if they'll take less. And it was on consignment. So this woman of mine, my lovely wife, calls down there, gets it for $900 less than it was, and seals the deal with them. So I'm leaving Nashville Entertainment Weekly parking lot, and I'm going back to Carter's Vintage Guitars to pick up that wonderful, beautiful 1962 original Dove. Man, can you imagine the excitement that I have? Oh man, I am beside myself. I just can't believe it. I'm like, you know, that woman loves me. I don't know how she pulled it off. I don't know what she did to do it. At this point in time, I don't care. It's a 1962 original Dove. I'm picking it up and it's coming home with me. I don't know if she sold a kidney. I don't know what she did. I'm just saying. I don't know if she sold one of the kids firstborn. I just don't know. But at this point in time, it's all good. So I go into Carter's and ask for the gentleman. I said, hey, I'm Hunter. I'm here to pick up. And he says, the 1962 original Dove. I said, yes, I am, with a big smile. He says, your wife's one tough cookie. I just kind of grinned. I said, man, this is the third guitar she's bought for me this year. And he just looked at me. He said, I got to get me a wife like that. I said, man, I said, don't be impressed by all of that. And he just kind of looked at me. I said, don't be impressed by that at all. I said, all this is a setup. And man, he just looked at me, kind of funny. I said, man, all she's doing is setting me up to buy her the embroidery machine she wants. He just kind of laughed. I said, but it's okay. I'm walking out of here with a 1962 original Dove. And then I followed it up with, it's one of the reasons we've been married for 34 years. And then he said, I'm going to remember that. I think that's good marriage advice. I just kind of laughed. But now, and you may have seen the pictures, I got a glass case on each side of me in my office. The J200 sits on one side, and the Dove sits on the other. And I affectionately refer to them as the Gibson sisters now. Now, the J200 has another story coming up about it. In another episode, it's going to be a real big story, but it's also going to be a real big lesson that God taught me. And I can't wait to share that one with you as well. But I guess I'm going to have to leave it there. But that is the story of the 1962 Gibson original Dove. Believe me, the Dove is my love. Hey, I'm glad you joined me today. Thanks for tuning in. Tell some folks about this podcast, if you don't mind. Check me out on HLE Radio. I'm there on the morning show, 7 to 9 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Also, I'm on Choice Social. You can follow me there, choicesocial.us. I'm always doing little vids or doing stuff. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and other places. Check out HLERadio.com. For you country gospel folks, check out SaddleUpRadio.com. We have free apps for all of that. Hey, until next time, I love you. Duke 28-2. Remember that. Be blessed.